This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. The toll-free number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username lrn.fm, plus the Discord on-air call-in line room. Joining you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your calls and thoughts. Just want to bring you up to speed. If you're just tuning in, we started the show out with a Gallup survey showing that there's a record low percentage of Americans that describe themselves as extremely proud to be Americans. 47% in the survey that was
still
taken.
Almost half. And I would think that people that were extremely proud would also be angry that this number is at its lowest.
I bet they would. Yeah. And that's the lowest in the almost 20 years since they've started doing the survey. The peak was 70% in the year 2003. So that led us to kind of ask about you and how you feel. I mean, do you have pride in being an American? Are you proud? Do you feel pride? And if so, what does it mean to you? Like, what is it? Are you proud in the fact that you were born on a certain piece of land? Is it your neighbors, the people that you're surrounded with? Or is it the government? Are you actually proud in the government of the United States? I wouldn't think there are too many that are that proud in the government, but I don't know. It all gets kind of wrapped in and muddled together with the term American, because some people will define that differently. So we're going to go back to your calls, but Mark?
Yeah, so I guess I want to ask this. Mm. Do you not even know what they're talking about when they say national? Pride. I mean,
I don't.
Are you asking me or the
call? You. Do you not even know? Do you not feel any sort of national pride? And
defined,
what is it mean to you?
Unless it's defined.
No. I don't want to hear about defined.
If we're not going to define terms, no. Then we can't have a conversation. To me, the term national pride has to do with a nation, which has to do with a nation state. But other people might define nation as just simply an arbitrary landmass with people, you know, in it who have come
flags.
Together for. What about them?
I'm asking you. You're familiar with the one that flies in most buildings here in the United States, right?
What about it?
You know, that thing.
I find those offensive.
Yeah, find the flags offensive.
I find the government offensive, and to me the flag is representative of the government. But for some people, the flag's representative of freedom. They don't think about
But if you search back in your life, the flag didn't always mean the government to you. The flag is the symbol of the government. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
But it's not represented that way here in America. It's represented as, this is your piece of fabric.
Mm-hmm.
Your ancestors died
for
this fabric.
That's
okay,
true. Everywhere.
Okay, I think I've got one.
Okay.
Ian, when you, for instance, watch the Olympics, or like how there was like the World Cup, do you feel this perhaps is the one where I'm like, okay, maybe I do have national pride.
You're like, go team.
Do you not feel a particular affinity for the United States athletes more than another one?
No. I do
so
not.
So there's Michael Phelps, right? Like, you like him. He smokes pot.
He smoked pot,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, good. Okay.
Won the gold medal.
So many gold medals.
Took bong rips and won the gold medal for swimming.
I don't know that he just, like, took bong rips and then won the gold medal. There might have been some time.
Within 24 hours, I would bet he had.
That's just a bet that you have as a pot smoker. So, like, Michael Phelps... mucho gold medals, right? Like mucho oro. And he's
an individual, though.
He represents the nation. I understand.
No, he doesn't.
But you...
Well, he does.
He
represents
does.
Michael
he
Phelps.
He swims for
he
Team
got
America,
paid.
Team USA.
Yeah.
Like, he got, you know...
Well, he doesn't represent me.
I'm not claiming he represents
I don't think
you.
About nations. Nations don't mean anything to me. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Larry. To me, it's just all about the individuals. Larry in Indianapolis. Hello, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know, I'm a colored man, and I'm an activist, too. But, you know, I love America, and any part of America, I would not shirk, because if we do that, we deny our own existence here as Americans. I'm proud of Donald Trump, because he has stopped deferring to these other countries, letting them beat us bloody over our trade deals and coming back and licking our wounds like Obama and his, a creep like Obama. I think Donald Trump, he's one of the reasons as a colored man I'm more proud, even though I exist here as a slave legally. But I think when you guys...
So you're proud to be
there,
a slave? That's a bit of a strange juxtaposition.
Yes, I'm proud of my heritage. I'm proud of my heritage in America as a slave. My ancestors were brought into this country and sold as slaves and breeding stock and bred. So I'm proud of that. Proud of that fact, because we helped build America with our sweat and blood, and we exist here. That's all America has to offer. And for you guys to sit in there and deny your own existence, I mean, if America's not here, then you don't exist, and you're deferring to all. You don't exist here if America.
If America's not here. Then, well,
exist.
I mean, if the landmass were to disappear, then I guess we would have trouble being
here.
So that
much
is true.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, what are you talking about? When you say America, what do you mean? You mean the government?
When I say America, I'm saying the government, because you are
checking out. See, this is what I'm talking about, where everything gets muddled together, and, you know, America means the government, and then it's the United States is the government, or whatever.
It coexists. It coexists because why? Because we make the laws. We started out in our Constitution.
What a ridiculous fantasy. Why would they let a slave make the laws?
Because we...
You just said you were a slave.
No, you're a white man, right?
Allegedly.
I'm not.
Ben's actually half black, half Mexican.
I'm half black and half Mexican. My ancestors came here as slaves, too. But I'm not proud. But I'm not very proud
Larry, you can't talk over the man. Go ahead, Ben.
I'm not very proud of the fact that this country was built by enslaved people. I'm definitely not proud of that one bit, and my family were some of those enslaved people.
Well, Ben, are you, I mean, as a half black person, are you part of the government? Are you the government? Larry says
absolutely
he's the government.
Not. He says we make the laws. I've never made a law in my life.
Why would they ever let the slaves make the laws anyway? And
ownership's about control, and I have no control.
Thanks, Larry, for the call tonight. Let's bring Bob on the line here. Bob is also in Indianapolis, listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Bob.
Thank God. And I hear Larry on the radio all the time, but he's off his medication. he's totally lost it. He's totally lost it. I used to agree with him on 90% of the things. You'd think he's a left-wing, bleeding-heart liberal most of the time, but tonight he's out of it. There's something wrong with him. But
he's been calling this show. He's probably one of the longest-running callers on Free Talk Live, because we've been on in Indianapolis for more than a decade.
Yeah, he used to call the other station we were on, too. And, you know, it's great to have him as a call, because
he's entertaining.
Variety.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's an agitator. But I used to agree with him, but he's out of his mind tonight. But real quick, can I have 60 seconds? I just need 60 seconds.
We can't guarantee you that. I mean, it could be really boring, and we'll have to cut you off. So just go ahead.
It's not going
to
be boring. It's not going to be boring.
Well, just go ahead. Just go ahead.
What you got? Real quick, all the religious freaks out there, the churchgoers, pride is one of the seven deadly sins, right?
Ooh, yeah, yeah,
yep. That's right.
Ooh, I'm not religious, but it is the fact.
But many of the people who feel pride in America might be religious. Like that, yeah.
Well, pride is not only one of the deadly sins, and it is. It's also the first sin.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so one of seven. Okay, real quick. This country was taken over. We took this from a bunch of weak people that couldn't defend themselves, Native Americans. We took it by force, starved them, raped them, murdered them, and Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California, that all belonged to Mexico. We took that by force because of manifest destiny. And this whole country was built on the backs of slaves, which Larry's ancestors were, and he's out of his mind, and children, child labor, women working in factories 12, 15 hours a day, not allowed to vote. We've broken every bill of rights and civil rights that we claim other countries break. We're always bitching about other countries breaking civil rights and human rights. We've broken every one of them. That's why nobody likes us. We're two-faced hypocrites. Now get off there and let somebody else.
Thanks for the rant, Bob. I appreciate
it. And if I can get a ticket to New Zealand, give me a ticket to New Zealand, I'll get the hell out of here.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. New Zealand does rank higher than the United States. I believe it's in the top five last time I checked.
Yeah, it's in the... New Zealand's number three on economic freedom, and then
which
also,
rankings? Which chart?
This
Heritage?
Is theheritage.org, which is by no means a libertarian organization.
It's a conservative.
This is a conservative organization through and through.
So you'd think they'd have an incentive to weight the United States, but no, they're putting it what?
Maybe they did, and that's why it made it to 18.
18?
Yeah. Just ahead of Lithuania.
But like a decade ago, it was in the top 10, wasn't it, the U.S.?
United Arab Emirates coming in at 10.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? For economic freedom. That's what they say.
Just ahead of Georgia.
There's not, like a 400 page study Georgia, you can download.
The former Russian Republic, former Soviet Republic, Georgia.
All right, there's more on the way here. Your calls, thoughts, welcome. Our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding. I was vacuuming the carpet three times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids. Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore
libertarian? My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, what's something that you've gotten recently you can recall through SaveItPurse.com?
We got a, we got a safe at the house.
Okay.
And they're not cheap.
No.
And
shipping costs on a safe are going to be pretty high.
Yeah, pretty high. And it was something that we say, since we saved 15% on it. And nice. Honestly, the 15% was a mistake.
Mm.
We, my wife put it in, and she's done Save It Purse through a wide range of time, but not as many times nearly as you have in that wide range.
Okay.
We've been doing it as long as you have, but so it's been a little while since she's done Save It Purse. 15% was a pretty normal savings back then. She put it in for 15 because she'd do as she wanted it relatively quickly.
Yep.
So 15%, it got snapped up before. She told me, I just put the safe in for 15%. I said, put it in at 20. By the time, like, you know, this is texting back and forth. By the time she went back to change it, it was already sold.
Damn.
So that's how quickly it went.
Yeah, I snagged, I got some two-way radios for 20% off within, like, they got ordered within a day of me putting it out there. So if you want to save big time on your Amazon purchases, Bitcoin.com wants you to know not only that SaveItPurse.com exists, but now they're accepting Bitcoin Cash natively. So years ago they launched with just BTC, which is Bitcoin, and then due to consumer demand, due to people saying, hey, we don't want to spend BTC. We don't want to spend this slow, expensive, old version of Bitcoin. We want to spend Bitcoin Cash. They got enough demand. They said, all right, we're putting it in. It's going to be the only other native option for depositing cryptocurrency at SaveItPurse.com. So give it a try for yourself. You can save big time on your Amazon purchases, but the catch is you have to spend your crypto, and now they accept Bitcoin Cash over at SaveItPurse.com, SaveATPurse.com. As we go to the calls, your calls and thoughts. Michael is in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, you're on the air.
I'm calling with a little bit different perspective that I've heard so far.
All right.
Everybody's talking about being proud to be American. I'm kind of proud to be a North American. And my ancestors were all Potomac Native Americans.
Potomac?
The government doesn't seem to exist, I wouldn't think, very much with the Native Americans after the conditions they were put through. My ancestors being Potomac, they don't exist anymore.
It's a little hard to understand what you're saying. Your ancestors, what?
Potomac Indians.
They were Potomac Native Americans. They call it the Potomac now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
Yeah, so.
Hello? I think we lost him.
I can see how somebody in that circumstance would, you know, have a whole different view on the United States government.
On the pride of the government, yeah, for sure.
Your religion, whatever it might be. You know, like all those things.
Yeah, our last caller touched on this as well with, you know, hey, what about the slaughtering of, you know, innocent people that was done to make this country? A lot of people don't think about that when they're filling their hearts with pride.
A lot of people don't remember, the portion of them that's American Indian, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's something I'm harken back to now and then.
Well, and now you can find that stuff out with, what, DNA tests and such?
Yeah.
Do they show you that?
Yeah, I think DNA tests are probably showing fewer people have Native American ancestry than think they do. So watch out if you decide, I thought I did, turns out I didn't.
Michael, are you still there?
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, see, my grandfather was born in the late 1800s. He was only one half Potomac. Back in the early 1700s and late 1700s is when they moved into the Maryland, the Potomac River, into the streams which actually feed and start the river, which is why it was called the Savage River, because that's what they considered it to be.
Savages were nearby. Hey, Michael, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. He's Lloyd in Detroit watching us on YouTube. Hello, Lloyd.
Yeah. What's up? It's Lloyd in Detroit. Yeah. So, that guy Larry, an idiot, dude. Said they're talking about like, oh yeah, I love Donald Trump, and I'm so happy that I'm a slave. What a retard, man.
I'm not sure if that was tongue in cheek or if he was actually being serious. I'm really not clear on that. Because how could you hold both of those viewpoints simultaneously?
I don't know, dude. He must be an idiot. And then God only knows that guy Bob was talking about. He just ran on about God knows what. But, yeah, I mean, all this talk about pride has been pretty interesting, I got to say. But I would certainly take a lot more pride in the YouTube stream as far former co-host Lauren Rumpler was sitting there naked on that table there, basking in a.
Sorry.
Over the top, man.
I got a little bit trigger happy there with that call. I just accidentally dropped the call. I apologize about that. I didn't want to hear any more about Lauren Rumpler being naked in the studio. That, to my knowledge, has never happened in this studio, Mark.
You I'm know. Not going to admit to anything. Okay. What are you talking about? Is this am I being detained?
Let's continue here. My dog Rex is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, guys. I think the terms are important. Am I proud to be an American? I don't know. What do you mean? Is Hillary Clinton an American? I don't want to be one of those. Bill Clinton? Mm. I'm not sure I really want to be one. Then you got the United Nations. Well, is it United Nation States? Or is the United Nations the master of the states that used to be nations? Mexico's a nation with states. If we were referred to as the Union instead of the country or the nation, the Union of States, I think we'd have more grasp on the origins of what we were taught we were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
As long as
Which was say, to say independent nations that had formed together in the union that you described. So what you're saying is if people refer to the United States as a union of states more consistently, then they may keep it in their mind that they're really, you know, that it was the states that came first, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because when the president does the State of the Union, that's the only time you ever hear union.
That's true.
Or mm-hmm. union mm-hmm. of states. But all the other times, the United States, the nation is going to conquer Israel or Afghanistan or wherever we're going to beat people to death, all of a sudden we're a nation. But then when it comes to talking about, and then even if the State of the Union address, he talks about the rest of the daggone world.
You make an interesting point, my dog Rex.
Yeah,
thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
It's often so. I remember Barack Obama was answering some question at one point. He said the thing that separates nation states from other organizations is the monopoly on force.
He said that,
and mm-hmm. what he was referring to was the United States. But yep. the United States isn't a state.
No,
it's not a nation state. The United States is not a nation state. The United States is not a nation state. It is a union of states. Yes. The federal government, although it functions like a nation state, isn't a nation.
Let's go to Caroline in Virginia, listening to WLNI in Lynchburg. Hello, Caroline.
Hey, guys. Hey. So I am unapologetically proud to be an American, and when I think about that, I know that a lot of people are saying, like, all these atrocities that we've done, and I can acknowledge that there has been a lot of bloodshed in America.
Caroline, hold on if you can. I want to bring you back. I want to give you time to explain why you are proud to be an American. So stick with us. We're going to bring you right back here in a moment. More with Caroline. She is on the line listening in Virginia. You can join us. Phone lines are almost wide open now at 855-450-FREE. We've got plenty of room for you. 855-450-3733. That's the toll-free number. Or hop on via Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. Or there's the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are spending the weekend in Scotland ahead of the president's visit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Now, we are hearing that after the meeting that the president has with the Russian president, there will be a press conference. A New Orleans zoo is expected to open Sunday after a jaguar escaped its habitat and killed six other animals. Kyle Burks is the zoo's vice president and managing director. He explains what happened.
This morning at about 7:20, one of our staff saw that our three-year-old male Jaguar Valerio was outside of his enclosure. The situation was resolved by 8:15 a.m. when he was returned to the building where he lives. But while there were no human injuries, we did suffer the sad loss of four alpaca, one emu, and one fox that lived in nearby habitats. They were attacked.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring a book here on this live Saturday edition of the show. Unless it's not live when you're listening to it, in which case you should call tomorrow night. Because we're here 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. Those are our live times. But we do live shows on all 7 nights. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vin.
And Mark.
By the way, I want you to know about Liberty.menu. It is a tool for the libertarian community out there. So if you're not an individual who rejects the initiation of force and agrees to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, well, then you don't qualify to use Liberty.menu. You actually have to be a principled libertarian to go and use this site. So keep that in mind. Liberty.menu, it's got different types of listings. You can list your business. You can list an event that you might be associated with or you want to promote, or digital content that you have created. So, for instance, I put up an entry for Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, which is a movie that I had the pleasure of being the executive producer for. And also, of course, you know, we got Free Talk Live up there and other things. Over at Liberty.menu, it's a way for libertarians to find other liberty-minded or liberty-friendly businesses and events and such. And it's free to use, so there's no reason, unless you want to stay in the closet and make sure nobody ever finds out you're a libertarian, as long as you're willing to let people know that, then you ought to use Liberty.menu, because again, it's free to list whatever you want up there. There are some upgrades you can pay for if you want, but the base level, you know, as many things as you want to put in there, completely free. Over at Liberty.menu, if you want, you can use code FTL on your user profile and get a special Free Talk Live badge to identify you as a listener on the site. And there is a bit of a social networking aspect. There's, of course, ratings and reviews. at liberty.menu. We go back to Caroline in Virginia, listening to WLNI. We've been talking about Gallup survey finding that a record low number of Americans are describing themselves as extremely proud to be Americans. That number now 47%, down from a record high and of 70% back in 2003. And Caroline, you'd called in to tell us that you are one of those extremely proud people, and you were just getting into telling us why we had to go to break. So please, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay, sure. So I was just saying I am unapologetically an American. I know that there's been stuff that's been done in the name of American freedom, but whenever I think about it, I actually think about all the men in World War One, World War Two, all the men that served and died for our country. I think that in and of itself makes me proud that I live in a place where people would willingly sacrifice themselves for my freedom. I'm coming from the point of, like, I'm technically a millennial. My background is I'm Black, white, Native American, Asian. I have a Christian core value system. So for me, I love the fact that we were founded on the freedom of religion, and that's still something that exists hundreds of years later, as well as the idea that we can change our social status by being ambitious and working hard enough, which I know a lot of people in this country are pretty stagnant. They're happy where they are, but some of us desire to move upwards in our economic systems. And
were your parents born in this country?
Yes. Both of my parents actually served in the military. My dad was a naval academy grad, Marine Corps officer. My mom was a Marine.
I just find poor and born people tend to be far more sort of capitalistic, far more entrepreneurial than people who are usually from the United States. It's just anecdotal.
I'm kind of interested in this World War One, World War Two pride, because you said people who willingly went.
What? She just dropped off the line. But go ahead with whatever you were going to say.
It's a little weird, like people who. What about the people who didn't willingly go because they were drafted? Well, is she proud of that aspect? It's weird to me.
Yeah. Also, World War One was something that the United States intended. Both people running for office intended
to stay out of.
Woodrow Wilson said he was going to keep us out of foreign entanglements. Finally, gets drug in to World War One. It is quite possible, and historians generally believe, if Woodrow Wilson had not capitulated to the Republicans and it put the United States into war, the Republicans and Democrats were completely different back then, and capitulated, that Hitler would have never rose to power. That the United States'
involvement...
A strong
argument for that.
Yeah, it's about as strong as it gets from a historical what-if situation. That if the United States doesn't go into World War One, Hitler, there's no Treaty of Versailles, both sides sort of, come to a stalemate, and then there's a much better treaty. You really don't have a European theater of World War II. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there's still some kind of conflict with Japan, because the United States wanted to dominate Japan, and that was going to happen, and Japan didn't want to be dominated. They felt like they were better than that.
She's back. I don't know. Something must have happened with her cell phone. And we do have a one call per night rule on Free Talk Live, but if there's a technical problem, you're always welcome to call back. Caroline, you're back on. I don't know how much of that discussion you just heard.
Did you hear my question, Caroline, about you had said that you were proud of the people who willingly served in World War One and World War Two. How do you feel about the people who didn't willingly serve because they were drafted?
So with the draft, I think that's kind of one of those things where if you don't want to serve, I mean, like, I can understand that, but I think that, in my opinion, being able to put aside the things that you have going on here and making that sacrifice for your future family, your kids, for the people who have done it before you, I think it's an honor to serve, and I don't think that
what is it that is honorable about doing what politicians tell you to do?
Well, I think about the great people at that time. Like, nowadays, you think about it as, like, okay, so there's terrorism, but there's not really, other than North Korea, there's not an extremely militant country spouting hate that they're going to basically wipe people off the face of the earth. So other than North Korea, I don't think that we face that kind of powerhouse like Germany was. With Germany,
doesn't answer my question.
Germany was basically saying things like, we really hate England and France for these unfair reparations. Hmm. And that's kind of where that came from.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
I think the question that you're asking is a loaded question, but I
definitely.
Well, no,
do.
it takes the idea that most people tend to believe that politicians are liars and thieves. I mean, do you believe in politicians? Do you think that they tell the truth?
Honestly, I don't think that anybody, no matter what your profession, tells the truth all the time. I think that our
politicians are more likely or less likely to tell the truth.
So put the average person at 5, and now rate the average politician against the average person.
Wait, it's 10 the highest lies?
10 is the most honest person she knows.
The most honest. Okay.
You are among the most honest person that I know, Ian. Okay. I don't particularly like you as a human being, but you are...
How do I know you're not telling a lie when you say that?
Among the most honest people I know, but down at the bottom, for me,
yeah.
Like just this amorphous term, politician.
Yeah.
I'm going to put him at 1.5.
Yeah.
So how about you, Caroline?
Well, the idea behind a politician is somebody that is basically spouting whatever they think that people want to hear in order to get elected. I think
yep,
the idea
right.
of a public servant is what appeals more to me, and I think that the modern politician really has a lot to learn if they want to continue to be elected, because I think the recent elections have shown that you can't be a career politician anymore. People want to actually act.
So Caroline, if politicians are not honest, ethical people, in your opinion, why do you think it's an honor to have them forcefully induct you into the military and go and do their bidding overseas? Because it is the bidding of politicians. I mean, a politician is the commander-in-chief of the U.S. military.
The military is just following orders.
So how is that an honorable thing?
So if you think about it, you could say that I'm serving a politician, or you could think about it as in I'm fighting an evil. And that's kind of how I see it.
You can either believe in the truth, or you can create
the
a fantasy.
The best thing to do for your mental health, if you end up in that situation, is to say, I'm fighting an evil.
Yes.
But the reality of the situation is that your death, your injury, your mental state is likely to have done F all for the war effort in general. If you were to go and ask some veteran who has some limb blown off and spend a little time with them trying to find out exactly how freedom was forwarded by that particular situation. And it's always fun, by the way, to pick World War II, because I saw Saving Private Ryan, and it's an awesome movie. But, I mean, there's a lot of wars that are in the U.S. history that didn't have, the same sort of sanctity that's drawn up around that one. If you ask a vet, most of the time they're like, yeah.
That was a waste.
Yeah.
Hey, Caroline, thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate the discussion, and don't hesitate to call us in the future. Sure, appreciate that. The toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Yeah, politicians aren't honorable, so you can't be honorable if you're serving them, right? It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Ben.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of cool features on the site. Our webcam is available to you, and it's available on two different platforms. There's the YouTube version and the Twitch version. Twitch is in HD. YouTube is not. So if you prefer the high quality, you definitely want to go with our Twitch. You can watch it just by going to freetalklive.com or cam.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's our Twitch channel. So on the cam page on the website, it's kind of built into the page. But if you want to go to our Twitch page, you can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and that'll take you to our Twitch page. We're getting closer to 400 followers. We'd appreciate if you are a Twitch user, if you would hit the follow button on us. And if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you can actually give us a subscription. There's one free subscription that you get as one of your perks for being an Amazon Prime subscriber. So if you don't use the perk, then you don't use it. If you do use the perk, then Amazon sends LRN, the Liberty Radio Network, a couple bucks for that month. But you have to keep redoing it every single month. So we've got some instructions there on our cam page at twitch.lrn.fm. Just scroll down below the cam just a little bit, and you can read those instructions. It's super easy. All you got to do is connect your Amazon account with your Twitch account, and that's easy to do because Amazon owns Twitch. So once again...
No, I don't have anything about Twitch. I wanted to talk about our topic.
Twitch.lrn.fm. The topic has been throughout the show about pride in America.
Yeah, so I've got to, admittedly, I have some of this sort of irrational and tribal-based thought.
Still? After all these years?
Yeah, I mean, I like, you know, there's things I like about it. The United States, and I can get a little teary-eyed now and then when I'm watching, Burns documentary or whatever. Yeah, I tend to feel these ways. I feel bad for people calling in and getting sort of ripped up from a rational standpoint, because there's nothing rational about a feeling.
Uh-huh.
And nationalism is a feeling, and it's a pretty irrational feeling.
Sure is.
Once you begin to dissect what it means. I, like anyone, love Saving Private Ryan. It's a great movie. But if you look at how America was before Saving Private Ryan and how America, felt about World War II then and how it feels about World War II now, Saving Private Ryan really changed the narrative. Our last caller, Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned that she was proud of Americans who, fought in World War I and World War II, and she's a millennial. So, there's a whole lot of national pride. Movies tap into it. They expand that national pride because it's a benefit to them, Saving Private Ryan is a patriotic film. It benefits from patriotism. It expands patriotism and then benefits from its own patriotism. And it's sort of this circle. And it's a great piece of cinematography, and it changed the way America felt about World War II. The United States didn't get into World War II about Jews to save them. For God's sakes, FDR sent the Amsterdam, the SS Amsterdam, which was full of Jews, back and away. To their deaths. I believe they died to a person. So,
They didn't even know that the Holocaust was taking place until they had actually liberated Germany, until the war was won, and they showed up at the concentration camp.
Things were happening, but they didn't know what.
They didn't know there was a Holocaust.
Let's go to Gene. He's the Christian anarchist on our Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey there.
I wanted to talk about liberty and freedom and patriotism and all of these things that if you are familiar with the movie 1984... you'll know that they had something in there called newspeak. And the newspeak didn't have anything to do with watching the news or writing a newspaper. The newspeak meant that they were changing the language. So each iteration of a word, they would change the definition of that word to mean something else. Because communication requires definitions, and the reason that people are confused about patriotism and, pride in their country and all this kind of stuff is because the words have been changed over the years. You don't hear people talking about liberty. And when they do talk about liberty, they're not talking about liberty as it was defined 50 years ago. Mm-hmm. There's a whole new definition. Freedom is now slavery. Mm-hmm. Freedom is defined as paying your taxes. Of all the craziest things, I'm free to pay my taxes. Follow the laws. This is defined as freedom. None of these things have anything to do with freedom. Yet if you talk to the average American citizen who's been public school educated for the most part, their brains have been redefined. They've redefined these words within the engrams of their brains. They can't speak about freedom and liberty because they don't know what it is anymore.
Well, here's the full quote. I mentioned this earlier. Rudy Giuliani, in a speech that was, I guess, probably like a decade, maybe even more than a decade ago, quote, "We look upon authority too often and focus over and over again for 30 or 40 or 50 years as if there's something wrong with authority. We see only the oppressive side of authority. Maybe it comes out of our history and our background. What we don't see is that freedom is not a concept in which people can do anything they want, be anything they can be. Freedom is about authority."
That is straight out of 1984.
Isn't it? One more sentence. "Freedom is about the willingness of every single human being to cede to lawful authority a great deal of discretion about what you do."
So slavery is freedom.
That
was one of the mottos of the government in 1984.
Right.
Slavery is freedom, and we're there.
Yeah.
We're full. What a prophecy. Orwell was a prophet.
It's impressive because you can go back and watch that movie, and I haven't watched it in many, many years myself. I probably should rent it and check and probably do an illegal recording of it. Don't tell the feds. And then watch it again, because the hero in that movie, that's the department he worked in. He was in the newspeak department.
Mm-hmm.
He was there to help change the definitions of words on a daily basis, depending on what their goonerment was telling them that day the definition of the word was. And then if all of the people didn't use it by the proper definition, then, of course, they're punished. If they don't follow all of the rules, they're punished.
Are we punished today for not following these rules?
We are. We're so close to 1984.
Well, tell me how.
Well, try and post some free speech on the internet, for instance, that's not popular speech. Of course, you can say popular things on the internet all you want, but try and say some things on the internet that I know you guys don't like racist speak, and I don't like racist speak either. But try and say horrible racist things on the internet and see how far you get away. Now, I'm sorry, but that is free speech, and it is something.
Well, I mean, the internet's still a place where you can say horrible things. I mean, we have a former co-host named Chris Cantwell who does that all the time.
Good Lord.
Now, he's been punished by the marketplace for that by having companies like PayPal or, you know, credit card processors cut him
One
off.
One could make the argument that it's the populace that does the punishment. Remember the story about the monkeys in the cage where they put the banana at the end of the string, and every time one monkey would go up the ladder to get the banana, they'd spray every monkey in the whole cage.
Then
with
the monkeys
fire hose
would start enforcing against people.
And then they changed up the monkeys slowly, and then pretty soon you had monkeys who had never been sprayed by a hose attacking other monkeys who had never been sprayed by a hose for going up for a banana that they presumably weren't going to be sprayed by a hose for going up after. And that's how that worked.
That is the psychology of and all of those psychological tools are being used by the government right now. They're one of the things I've noticed a lot on Twitter and stuff is all of a sudden they're using this pedophile thing. Everybody's a pedophile, and you know, I want to put pedophiles in the wood chipper, and all of this horrible talk about how bad people are going to want to treat somebody who's labeled a pedophile. Well, that's, you know, now they're conditioned this way. So the government, all they need to do is label someone a pedophile.
It's pretty easy, too. I would presume, in this world of where the NSA is doing its spying, I would presume that anybody in America could have child pornography put on their computer and then be raided for that child pornography and then be a child pornography possessor within a matter of a day.
Or
if a government agent wanted to do that.
And thanks for the call, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you via our Discord on-air call-in line room. Or you could just be a 20-year-old male, take naked pictures of your 17-year-old girlfriend, and then face 30 years in prison.
That's right.
Well, that does happen.
For making what they call child pornography, even though the age of consent in the state in which this happened was 16.
Yeah.
Wow. If you got the story on that from Reason here, the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.